The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Ulster Bank. For when you want business experts that get to know you, not just your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/businessmatters.
The holiday season.
What, you be Howard?
A time that passes much too soon.
Come on, guys. You're getting your picture taken.
A special time you'll want to remember.
See the camera, Howie?
In pictures.
Marty, shh, you'll scare the fish.
Oh, we're missing the big football
game. Relax, my VHS home video recorder is taping it right now.
Terrific.
Watch.
Well, as the Kodak lady says, the holiday season is a time that passes much too soon, or maybe not soon enough, others might say. Not me, of course. But business books and gadgets, or perhaps chocolate and wine, might help some of you get through the festive season. And I'm joined now by Coral Movaselli from Girls in Tech for some advice on gadgets to buy your loved ones this Christmas. And also by John Fanning from the Smurfit School of Business, who's going to give some advice on books you might think about buying. You're both very welcome to the programme. Coral, first of all to you. Technology has moved on quite a bit since those ads and the VHS and all of that. But one thing that you think we should all have is a wireless charger.
Yes, a wireless charger. And I actually brought some with me if you wanted to take a look. So a wireless charger, how it works is there's a magnetic field inside of it and wrapped around these coils, and it transfers the voltage onto your phone. So any smartphone can be charged using a wireless charger.
So when you get home, instead of plugging your phone in at night, this little device is already plugged in and you attach your phone to it, is it?
Yes. You don't attach your phone to it. You just put it on top. It just charges. I actually picked up this nifty device. I was a bit cheeky. I was at a tech conference last week in Vegas, and they were giving them away. But, you know, you can pick them up for under 20 euros. They're not that expensive.
No, that's pretty good. What about the Bose Noise Cancellation Wireless Headset? There's a name.
Yeah, I actually brought that one with me as well. So it's a wireless headset. It connects to your phone or any device via Bluetooth. So you don't have to plug anything in. And for, I don't know about you, but like, you know, with the wires and everything, it always gets tangled for me. So having it be wireless is perfect. And it's noise cancellation. So if you're traveling for business, if you're on the plane, if you're on a commute in a train and it's very noisy, it cancels out all the noise and you can do your work.
And also if you're wearing the headphones in the office and you don't want to hear anybody talking to you or anything like that.
Yes, if you want to ignore anyone.
Or of course, if you're out running and you don't want to hear a car coming.
Yes, you got to be careful with that.
John Fanning, to books. 10 Arguments for Deleting Your Social Media Accounts Right Now by Jaron Lanier.
Yeah,
good read.
It's an interesting book. It's easy to read. It's quite short. Lanier has history here. He's worked for most of the big tech companies. He's an interesting character. He has dreadlocks down to his waist. And he was the person who first advocated, and a number of people are doing this now, saying that we should be paid for the data that we give to the tech companies. And he came up with the idea of nano payments. So that would like accumulate over your life to a certain amount of money. But he did that about 4 or 5 years ago. He's now back with a much more extreme message saying this is dangerous, the data you're giving. It's creating problems for the world. It's creating problems for you. It's interfering with your free will. So you still have a free will, but that free will is partly determined by genes, by cultural background, by all sorts of things, and they can be hacked by powerful corporations and governments.
So it's sort of a protect yourself message by doing.
Yeah, he keeps saying think, think, and think again.
Another book, Frenemies.
Well, that's more on my territory of marketing communications. It is. It's by a guy called Ken Aluta, who, funny enough, has written a book about Google, so he's quite a tech guy. It's talking about the dangers facing ad agencies from people doing their own ads in-house, which is a bit of a problem. The big Pepsi ad featuring Kendall Jenner, which was an utter fiasco, was made in-house by Pepsi. If it had been made by a proper agency, that would not have happened. But he's talking about the agencies in trouble from consultancy companies as well. So Accenture, PwC, I don't think, have bought an agency yet, but some of the consultancy companies are now buying agencies.
So he recommends a good business book. Carol, you also then, one of your recommendations is an iPad Pro.
Yes, I brought that with me as well, and I added the pen to it because the Apple Pen is really interesting. So if you're in a business meeting...
neat size, small size.
It's a nice size. It has facial detection, so you can easily just open it. You can go and take notes in a business meeting with the pen. You can write onto it. I probably have to press this now. There we go. So you can easily write on it.
Oh, yes, yeah.
You can sign. You can do everything you want. My handwriting isn't the greatest. This is just some dribble. But I really like it. It's a great nifty device. You can take it on if you're on a commute, if you're traveling. I think it's pretty versatile and I love it.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, John, on the book side, an Irish book, one, Fintan O'Toole has his book, Heroic Failure, all about Brexit. That's one to watch. Do you think it'd be a good read?
I would say it's a very good read. I mean, Fintan is the most distinguished commentator that Ireland has produced for a long time. His stuff gets all over the world. He's writing for the New York Review of Books, The Guardian, The Observer. And it's ironic that probably the most succinct comments on the whole Brexit debacle have been written by an Irishman. This has been commented on in a few English papers, not always favourably, but that's what happens.
And another one then, 21 Lessons for the 21st Century.
This is the third book by, the third bestseller by Yuval Noah Harari. I always get that name wrong. Israeli historian who has created an extraordinary publishing phenomenon. It's 1 million copies of the first one, Sapiens, 1 million copies of Homo Deus, the second one. This is the new one, and it kind of summarizes the arguments saying this is what you need to do. But it's basically the problem. He's saying the problem is most jobs will be wiped out by big data, tech, algorithms, robots. I don't believe that totally. I wouldn't be that pessimistic. But it is an interesting book to read because he does say that we're going to be replaced one way or the other.
And it's I was going to say a robot could never do my job. A robot could never do my job. A robot could never do my job. Carol, the mobile phone stabilizer.
Yes, it's the DJI mobile phone stabilizer. So what it is, it's you put your phone on it, it stabilizes it so you can take shots, you can take videos, and it creates very cinematic footages that you can then upload onto social media or send to your friends or family. So it's a really great device. And it has...
Is it easy to use and...
It's very easy to use. You just need to set it up and stabilize your phone on the stabilizer, which can take a few minutes.
So the idea is that if you're taking videos while on your bike or out and about, is that where it really helps?
Exactly. So let's say you're running, let's say you're jogging, let's say you're on a bike. If you're just using your phone to take any sort of footage, you're going to have all these shakes, right? So it stabilizes it for you. It can also do, the DJI stabilizer also has an app. So you can use all these really cool features on it as well. So it connects to your phone via Bluetooth. And you can use all these great panoramic features, all these great long shots, exposures. It's really great.
Very handy, John, I'd imagine, for those shaky videos you take on the bike after the Christmas party or something like that the next morning.
The one thing I don't do the next morning is take shaky videos.
It's not one that'll grab your attention this Christmas, is it?
Not in the slightest.
Okay. Well, John Fanning of the Smurfit School of Business and Carol Movaselli from Girls in Tech, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.